Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The Greek philosopher Thales is credited with saying, "The most universal thing is hope, for hope stays with those who have nothing else." The old philosopher made his point. There are times when hope is the only thing that remains when everything leaves you and is gone. But for vast segments of the world's population, especially those who have nothing left but hope, even hope seems to be fading. For thousands of people in Africa and Eastern Europe, political conditions seem to drain the very buoyancy of hope from their lives. War, famine, and disease leave in their wake suffering, despair, and untold agony. It's true, communism has collapsed. But the poverty and corruption left in its wake are to many even a more fierce enemy. In the Middle East, several million refugees continue to ask themselves, will life ever go back to normal? But then we have to ask ourselves, is there such a thing as normalcy in the world anymore? Rudyard Kipling once asked the question, when Earth's last picture is painted, will it be a picture of despair? Whether it's the world's political situation, the economy, the environment, or the gloomy forecast of the future, there's a lot of despair on the landscape today. But in spite of it all, there is still hope. Not necessarily coming from the council chambers of the UN or diplomatic envoys that shuttle from world capital to world capital, or in the rosy-eyed forecasts that come from politicians. The Bible says, anyone who is among the living has hope. The writer of Scripture knew that the only real hope in a hopeless world is the hope that comes from God Himself. Is it any wonder that the gifted theologian and Christian apologist, the Apostle Paul, spoke of God as the God of all hope? Writing to the Corinthians, Paul said, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." Paul saw the Christian hope reaching across the landscape of despair to the very presence of God Himself. It gave him an assurance that there is more to life than the hopelessness we see. How is it that a believer has hope in a hopeless world? Two reasons. First, he believes there is hope for the present because of God's power to change the circumstances of despair. That's why Charles Allen, a noted writer, said that the man who gives up hope slams the door in the face of God. Read the biographies of men and women such as Richard Wurmbrand or Corrie Ten Boom, both of whom spent years in prison, and you will discover hope is born of prayer. Hope in God isn't wishful thinking. It's based on the sure and certain promises of God's Word. Secondly, a Christian has hope in an otherwise hopeless world because he is certain death is not the end of existence. This confidence gives meaning to life, no matter how difficult or desperate, in our world today. The book of Hebrews in the New Testament talks of that hope. It says it's an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Friend, where is your hope today? If it rests only in the promises of people or governments or programs, you don't have much to live for. But if your hope is in God, hope that He will meet you, then He will be a refuge from the stormy tempest. He'll be a hiding place from the storms of life. Jeremiah, the prophet of old, was absolutely right when he wrote, "Blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord." Friend, if your hope is not focused and centered in Him, make sure that it becomes that today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.